You're listening to Talking Ideas. I'm Bridget Heidmiss here in the Colorado College 3D Arts Studio with Andy Tirado.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us a little bit about the exhibit Whole that's going on in Coburn Gallery.
The whole idea for me of Whole is both a reflection of a kind of a new wholeness in my creative life after having gotten recently back into making art, but also it speaks in a self-referential way to the period of time, the kind of the hiatus that I spent not making art. So in a way, I think it's kind of a self-portrait of my art journey thus far and kind of the importance of having this very long break from making art.
And the break that you took was how many years?
About 23 years. I spent about 3.5 years or so in my undergrad schooling and then prematurely abandoned that to become an artist assistant in New York for the artist Chuck Close. And I was there for about 1.5 years. And that was a great experience in many ways. But it also was the period of time where I think I was having kind of an existential crisis in my own work, not really sure why I was making art other than, you know, other people telling me I ought to and me just saying, yeah, that sounds like something I ought to be doing.
Sure, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but ultimately, you know, you kind of begin to wonder why it is you're doing what you're doing. And especially, I think, during that period of time when I would go to many gallery shows, and there are a gazillion artists who live in New York City, and they all seem to have very interesting and distinct passions in what they're doing and know why they're doing what they're doing, or it seems like they do.
That can give any artist a crisis of faith.
Yeah, I really felt like, you know, I was just kind of going through the motions. Maybe I was too young, but I think more importantly, I just didn't have anything to say. And I knew I didn't. And so at a certain point, I basically abandoned that. And without realizing it, I began searching for some other way to keep my hands busy without having it need to mean anything. And so I happened to stop into a bookstore called The Strand on Broadway and found a book on building wood strip canoes and leafed through it. But I left it there, and then some time later, maybe a few weeks or months later, that I thought, no, that's what I want to do. I want to go back there, find that book, and I want to make canoes. That way, you know, nobody asks you what a canoe is or means. They just look at it and enjoy it for its beauty and its usefulness. And I couldn't find the book, so my wife, we were dating at the time, and she was here in the Springs, found another book, sent it to me, and I used that to kind of teach myself how to build a canoe, and I built a couple of them. It was just kind of a stepping stone out of art and into just a continuation of making stuff.
Which led to a career path for you for quite some time, correct?
It did. I should say that there was a real gap from making things after my New York experience of about 7 years where I was a Mr. Mom. So I took care of the first 3 of our 5 kids. So I was creating plenty during that time, just nothing in the studio or very little. After that experience, I started a business called Artworks, perhaps significantly, perhaps not, but out of my 2-car detached garage behind our house, would build anything that a client needed. And typically it was in the custom props arena. And that was the period of time when I think I learned probably the most in terms of like manipulating material and learning how to say things effectively through form. Although it's a very different experience mentally than what I'm doing now, in that, you know, you get a call from a client and they say, can you make X? And you say yes, even if you're not sure how to make it. And then you figure out how to make that as quickly as possible. You want to get that project done and get paid. So it's a very different experience than the kind of more exploratory, winding path of more self-directed work.
Based on the skills that you learned then, are you employing any of those skills in your current collection?
I'm sure I am. Although the tools that I'm using now, although I'm familiar with them, I'm using them in a way that I never have in the past. So, for instance, a lot of the work is made with Forstner bits, and so I'm gluing planks of wood together, and then I'm pairing or coming to the form using a tool in the end of a chuck of a drill that isn't really made for carving. I'm not aware of anybody using it, and probably for good reason.
Does it create a longer process?
It probably does. There are more expeditious ways of doing it. If I were wanting to get these finished quicker, I could be. But I think the work I did for clients was very much about within a second or two, the person gets it. And I don't want that to be the case for the work I'm doing now. And really, there were so many times during these projects where I would stop and look at something in a finished or semi-finished state and say, I wish I could just show this right now or stop right here. I find these marks beautiful, but I wasn't able to. That wasn't what I was being paid to do. And so that's what I'm really enjoying now, is that in a way, this is all about kind of relishing the mark making that I can make these days and not having to kind of cover that over.
Yeah, and you're taking your time to create these large scale hands so that people can take their time to enjoy them.
That's the hope. I think ultimately the kind of experience that I want to have in the studio is one where, well, I would liken it to, I guess, mountain climbing. You don't necessarily climb, let's say, a 14er in Colorado because it's the easiest thing to do or the most fun thing to do, perhaps. There are times in the middle of the experience where you're basically wondering why you ever left the couch. But ultimately, I think it's all about exploring.
Absolutely. What are some of the things or some of the people that have given you license or encouragement?
Well, there's just a ton of people. In high school, Floyd Tunson really took me under his wing. He was my art teacher, really encouraged me and gave me a lot of reasons to be in the studio every day. And I think anytime you find that kind of a mentor / teacher.
Especially at that point in your life.
Definitely. And really, I look back at a number of people like that. At UCCS especially, I had three amazing professors. I think significantly today, Don Wild and Julia Lathrop, as well as Kay Williams Johnson, are having a retrospective of their work at University of Colorado at Colorado Springs' Gallery of Contemporary Art. And Julia and Don, as well as Louis Ciccatello, were three primary influences for me early on. My New York years were very, very important and formative for me, and working in Chuck's studio was highly significant in my life. And then the years after that, I think my family and my kids and my wife are...
She was really with you from the beginning, sending you that book from here to New York.
She really was, and continues to be, a primary motivating factor. She's the person I text to say, come on out to the studio, I want to show you something,
What do you think is next for you? What direction are you moving?
You never necessarily know where you're going. I think you can kind of get a sense for what the next piece needs to be or what you want it to be. Although for every piece I've done, I think it's taken some tangent. Mm-hmm. And so I have an idea for what I want to do next. Probably am moving slightly more toward abstraction and a little less of the figurative. I don't want this to be all about figuration. And for me, really, it's the up-close kind of abstraction that I'm very interested in.